Hi, I'm Avin, and this is the Salvation Engine Podcast, where we bring you the message about God's Word, His grace, and His goodness in a simple and direct way. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So please join me as I continue to share the gospel message about Jesus Christ, and let us hear the Word of God together. Welcome back to the Salvation Engine Podcast, and today's message, just as we come into the new year, is titled Stepping Into the New, or New Wine, just as we're about here. So a little while ago, I was tidying up my desk. I was just putting away old diaries and notebooks, and I'd open these pages randomly just to see what I'd written down in that season. And one of the things that struck me is just how amazing it is that we are consistently learning something new in every season as we walk with the Lord. And I suppose that what I was really doing, consciously or not, was that I was putting away the old to make room for the new. Now, some of these diaries I haven't even looked at since 2019. You know, I haven't opened a page since then. And that really brings me to what I want to share with you today. And that is stepping into the new. A lot of people are still held back in the old, whether it's an old job, an old relationship, even an old relationship with the Lord. So we're going to take a look here at what Jesus taught in the book of Luke in the 5th chapter. And as we know, as he usually would, he took something familiar to help those that he was teaching, to help them understand. He would take something in their environment. So he used a metaphor that would be relatable for the crowd. And he said, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better." Now, I've been a student of this passage before, from the perspective of the Jewish people rejecting Jesus, you know, resisting him and resisting the message of grace in favor of the law and legalism. But today, as I was studying it, four things dropped in my spirit, and I would like to share these with you today. I believe that these are especially good points to reflect on as we enter the new year. And the first of these is preparation, or readiness. You know, if we are going to receive the new, we must prepare our hearts to receive it. Are we ready? Or like the Jewish people of that time, are we still desperately holding on to the old? You know, like the old diaries on my table that I hadn't read in a long time, but I was still holding on to them. Are we prepared? Let us have our hearts ready to receive the new. And the next thing I'd like to share with you is positioning. Are we positioned to receive the new? Are we in the right place, surrounded by the right people? Or are we still holding on to that old job, old friends, and whatever other old circumstance that we might be holding on to that will actually resist us from receiving the new? What about expectation? Are you expecting anything new from the Lord? You know, oftentimes when we have known things to be a certain way for so long, like this is how I've always done this thing, it's easy for us to forget to be expectant. And that's one way of preferring the old to the new. When we're not expectant, we don't even have the faith to believe that something new can happen. So we generally reduce God to the level of the thinking that says that this is the way things will always be for me. You know, things have always happened like this. And today, as I share this, even as I speak to you right now, I would like to invite you to be expectant this season. Press into believing God for something new. And lastly, what came to my heart, what came to my mind as I meditated on this was recognition and appreciation. At the start of this year, I was teaching about honor, I was teaching about recognition, and I believe
that this is the ribbon that ties them in all together. We must recognize. But how can we prepare ourselves, position ourselves, and be expectant about that which we do not recognize? So really, it takes a heart of prayer. It takes the help of God to open our eyes, sometimes to see what is right in front of us. What is right in front of us? You know, describing these Jewish people of Jesus' day, Jesus said that these people have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. So we must be able to recognize. Will you recognize what is new in 2023? Because we can only appreciate, we can only welcome, we can only receive that which we recognize. You know, in his teaching, in the message about new wine, in that passage that we read at the start of this podcast, Jesus said that if we try to put the new wine into old wineskins, a couple of terrible things will happen. He said that the new wine will burst the skins. The wine will run out. So we will lose the wine and we will also lose the wineskins. Now that's something to ponder on if we're reflecting about what we are receiving from our Lord and our lives. We do not want to lose neither the wine nor the wineskin. We certainly do not want that. So again, I'm reminded of preparation, positioning, expectation, recognition, and appreciation. So I pray that our hearts will be ready in 2023 to receive the new that the Lord has from us, whether it's new revelation, new abilities, new potential, new territory, newness of the Spirit, a renewed relationship with the Lord. And I wish you a blessed 2023 as you step into the new. Happy New Year.